This is Dr. Cheryl White from LSU Shreveport with my 9/11 remembrance. It was a leisurely morning drive to the LSU Shreveport campus on that Tuesday morning of September 11, 2001. I was going to meet my first class of the day, a freshman Western Civilization survey class. We were still in the earliest unit of study that fall semester, and I still remember that our topic for the day was to be classical Greece and the age of Pericles. For the 15 years since, every time I give that lecture, I pause to remember that morning. Who knew Pericles the Great would hold anything in common with 9/11? Yet now, he forever will. I stepped into an elevator in Bronson Hall sometime around 8:30 a.m. local time, and a student said to me, "Did you hear that a plane just crashed into the World Trade Center?" There were no details yet, and we mused aloud that it was a horrible tragedy. Within the next hour, the news grew worse, that a plane had hit the second tower, and the world realized that this was no accident. The university community was a low buzz of shock, fear, and disbelief. Faculty were urged by the university administration to continue our routines as much as possible. Looking back, I think this was a way of enforcing a protective kind of denial, as if our best comfort was to be found that day in the predictable, the familiar, and the known. So I met my class that morning as usual, but found I had nothing to say. Classrooms across campus emptied, and gradually the campus community found itself drawn to common spaces, together. Many of us, faculty and students, gathered around a large television screen in the student center. We all simply stood numb and watched as the North Tower collapsed. As a historian, I was struck by the silence that engulfed that room. It was all too eerily quiet for a moment we all knew would change the world forever.